It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools says it's considering a few options for students to safely return to school amid the pandemic. The district's start date could be pushed back by a week, or students could go back to school in phases. Mark Ferrandino is a deputy superintendent. He told Denver 7 that the delayed start date will give teachers more time to plan while the district follows rules from health officials.
Based on their guidance, one of the things that we are doing is requiring face masks as well as cohorting, putting kids into groups.
If one student or staff member in the group tests positive, they can easily quarantine the whole group. Other metro area school districts have also delayed their start dates. A coalition of education and labor groups say undocumented families will be more willing to sign up for low-cost internet now because Comcast agreed to downplay the request for a Social Security number on its application. This spring, when schools went remote, many families said they were afraid to sign up for internet access. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association's Brock Grosso says internet access should be treated like a utility.
This is an essential service now, right? This is like running water. This is like electricity. And we got to figure out a way to make sure every student in our state has access.
The coalition wants a plan to get internet to the 90,000 Colorado students without it. A federal judge has denied a request from the Durango and Silverton tourist train to keep working on fire mitigation and a bridge repair along its tracks. The U.S. Forest Service had ordered the railroad to stop the projects, which the Durango Herald reports cuts off the train from arriving in Silverton. The Forest Service and the train operator are mired in a lawsuit over a wildfire in 2018. Southwest Colorado and much of the rest of the state has rising temperatures today and into the weekend. Around Denver, it's highs in the 90s today and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.